you ever thought about starting your own podcast?
When we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a lot of questions. How do we record an episode? How do we get our show into all the apps people like to listen to? How do we make money from our podcast?
The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor.
Anchor.
Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what we're doing right now by reading this ad.
Yeah, and the reason we like Anchor is because it's so easy to use. It's just press record, save it, send it. That easy. So easy.
Simple.
Anybody can do it. Everybody should do it if you want to do a podcast. So if you've always wanted to start your own podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
This is the Rules of Engagement
with Ziggy and Mo, and tonight we got a great guest.
Definitely
She's
a special guest.
Fucking hilarious already off the top.
Right.
Introduce yourself.
You're welcome.
Wait, y'all got me cackling on air.
Yeah.
Do I say my government name?
No. Just tell him. Well, you can if you want to,
yeah,
but
nah,
your producer name or your Instagram
okay,
name.
Okay, because a lot of you didn't know, actually, like
what?
A dummy.
Who?
You were like, so what do you do?
Oh, no, I thought you were a curator and a producer.
Oh, because of the playlist. Okay,
exactly.
So I produce.
Call me a dummy on my own show. Hold the fuck up! Time out. Wait, what?
So, but a lot of people don't. I don't think I make it really clear because I don't post. Like I said, anyways, I produce instrumentals.
Okay.
So yeah, but
like beats.
Yes, beats. So I don't like to call myself a beat maker. I hate
you're a producer
because. Anything I work with, I'm gonna see it through.
I
want, like, I'm not gonna make something. Oh, gosh, I'll get into that in a second. Anyways, my name is Riss. I produce music. I'm also in the auto industry. If people want to know what I do for a living, because people are really obsessed with what I do for a living.
Of course.
Yo, my grandma, before she died, she thought I was an escort. I was like, what the fuck? I better have a Rolls Royce and not a Mercedes if I'm out here slaying vagina.
Well, the vagina might not be that great. I mean, the box
okay,
might not be that great. So there's...
I ain't gonna say nothing on that. Like I said, I better have a Rolls Royce.
Nigga wanna...
If I'm doing that, you better do it the right way.
It's like, why are you slaying it?
Nigga want that Wraith pussy and got that pinto bean pussy. I'm just saying, listen. I'm just saying, my nigga, I'm just saying, don't you put the pussy on a pedestal like 40-year-old virgin. So we just, anyway, where can they find
great
you?
Great movie, great movie.
Yes, classic, yes, classic.
You can find me on Instagram, VKVRISS.
Yeah.
RISS. So it's VKVRISS. It stands for AKA. AKA was taken. So the V is like upside down.
Yeah, like ASAP Rocky type shit.
Yeah. So a lot of people will hit my DMs and they're like, what's up, V? And I'm like, who? Like, bitch. But I can't really get offended.
Right.
Why AKA?
Because actually, my boyfriend, which was my best friend for a long time, and my sister are the only people that ever call me, and my brother are the only people that ever call me Riss. So my name is Marissa.
Mm-hmm.
And my little sister, no one called me Rissa until my little sister, who is now 23, Catherine, her name's Catherine, she didn't know how to say my name since she was little.
Yeah,
so
she said Rissa. Man,
yeah, so she
go.
Only knew how to say Rissa.
There you go.
And so everyone started calling me Rissa after that. Like my mom, everybody, that was just my name after that. So for a while, like I hated, like if somebody knew about that and I was like in high school or even when I got older and they're like Rissa, like, I used to like turn my hair real fast and be like, bitch, what the fuck you just called? Like, I did not like anyone calling me a name that was exclusive to what they thought.
Same here.
And so when I was thinking of a producer name, I'm like, bro, like, Because there is actually an artist that works with, like, K-Camp closely and, like, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of Atlanta.
Shout out K-Camp.
Yeah. Oh, man. Ridiculous music. I like, people don't understand.
He's heavy so, in Dallas.
God. Really?
We'll get into that later.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyways, like, a lot of people were like, yo, so you really... People always said, like, you should do music. When I was a little girl, my mother was like... My mom was white, but she's like... She doesn't understand she's white. She don't listen to the typical white people music. So my mom was really like digital underground too. When I tell you if I call MC Breed, everybody like Rakim, like my mom would name
MC Breed.
I swear to God. Like, I'm telling you. So like
the, MC Breed, the pimp MC Breed. The one that niggas is making fun of right now with the Facebook, the video.
Really? I didn't even see that.
You didn't see the video of this nigga in the pajamas and silk pants, shirts and shit? Oh, my God. You got, listen, MC Breed is from the West Coast. But the nigga is real live a pimp, and niggas don't even.
Oh, yeah. That shit he be talking is. Since I was youngest. I thought people knew that.
Time out. Wait. Niggas, well. Niggas who listen to him knew that. But niggas that is just now, like,
these new niggas. And, you know, I grew up in the South, but my mom loved him.
DJ Quick fan?
Yes. Oh, if you mention DJ Quick to my mother, like, y'all want to call my mom right now?
No, we don't want to call your mother.
That would be so funny.
Listen, is she singing?
Yeah, she is actually.
Oh, okay, well, I'm a DJ Quick fan too. Yeah, sure. You know what I'm saying? I might be your stepdaddy.
My mom was really. So I remember I was young. I was 3 years old, but I still remember. You only remember, like, parents don't believe you remember things from that age, but there are certain moments you remember.
Right.
And I remember my mom got so mad at me because I wasn't catching the beat. So my mom she was like, I remember she got like frustrated with me. I forget who was driving, but we were in the passenger seat. She had me on her lap, so
you was hitting the Carlton in the back seat. You was hitting the Carlton back then. But you was hitting the Carlton. You was over there. It's not unusual.
But my mom, but more than teaching me rhythm, my mom was like, my mom's not into music, like instrumentals and stuff. Mm. My mom was like, here's a kick. Here's a snare. Here's the, you know, like, here's the beat. Like,
oh, she was trying to give you, like, game.
So my mom say, you can hear every sound and still be on rhythm. You just got to choose one. And whichever one you choose, you can still be on, like, in rhythm.
How old your mama though? For real though, cause shit, nigga.
Red-headed ginger.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Regular white lady.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know what they say about them gingers.
My mom, when I was little, when I tell you, she made me catch air. Once I caught onto one, she was like, now listen to this. Do you hear this? If I didn't catch it, she'd get mad. She was like, she was on some, like,
She gonna make sure you fuck with a nigga when you get older. Yeah, she gonna make sure you fuck with a nigga when you get older. She was like, nigga, you gonna get you a Negro, and that's the bottom line.
Now listen.
Period.
So, my brothers can't dance for the damn.
What?
Like, my oldest brother, Ryan, he could do, like, the Bankhead dance, but my gay brother, he cannot dance.
No way.
I love you, but you can't dance. Come on, sister. Look,
so the camera, let him know you can't dance.
He just can't dance. We all know it, though. So, like, my little sister.
And he's gay, though.
Yeah, but, like,
for a while,
I was like, you can't dress and you gay.
Oh.
Yeah, tell him. He could dress now.
Talking about that, this nigga's a complete anomaly right now. Like, this nigga has no rhythm and can't dance and can't dress, and he's gay. Ah, shit. But I'm just saying, like, that's crazy. So, okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, I don't know. I guess he just stuck with the being gay. He just likes men. So there's that.
I'm not gay.
My mom just saw that I took to music so much. She saw I was excited about it. So she was like, well, if you're going to be excited about it, you're not going to sit here and not have rhythm.
Right.
So I grew up and I danced so well that people were like, yo, go on, like, you know, these dance shows and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
We didn't have money growing up. So when my parents, when my mom finally met my dad and married him, my sister came in the picture and everything. Like, then they got money eventually. They moved us to Mansfield. I was depressed as fuck because I was like, this is so racist. Even though I'm white. I'm white, but it was like, yo, this is too, this is just, I'm not used to this to where it feels uncomfortable. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we were in that situation. And my mom was like, oh, throw you in a dance class. Well, white people, like, I'm white. But I was like, I don't get it.
Man, mom, these fucking crackers can't dance.
No, and I was older, right? So I was like 14. She tried to throw me in a dance class, and I was like, bro, like, this, what is this? Like, they couldn't dance. They knew how to do 8 counts. I still couldn't follow that. So, like, you know, so I was like, at first I was like, oh, I'm, you know, everybody was like, you can dance. Like, you know how to dance. Like, so they wanted me to be a choreographer.
Listen, I'm gonna cut you off because this is not that type of show. What? I want to know, or we want to know.
What?
Like, she got real quiet. Like, wait, what?
We want to know why Ziggy still has a fucking Android.
First, the fuck off. Fuck iPhone, you brainwashed ass people. Second of all, I just need to figure out my damn timer on this damn. It's a great phone, by the way. Y'all are haters. Not. Can you?
My point of even mentioning the dance thing was
that. Phone. Where's your phone?
People thought because of music, I should be a choreographer. So I thought maybe I should be a choreographer. Didn't want to do it. So people were like, bro, you'd be a great star. Like, you would be a star. Everybody loves you.
Right.
And I'm like, but I don't know how to fucking sing. Like, I can't carry a tune for shit. I know how to lip sync. That's it. So then eventually I was like, when I hear music, I'm doing this. Like, for every song I hear, like, in my car, people used to make fun of me. They're like, why you always do your fingers like that?
Right.
And then eventually it was like, bro, I want to produce music. That's what I want to do. I'm obsessed with every fucking sound I hear in a song. And more than that, I was so critical about music that I was like,
why not?
This shit sucks. Like,
so back to you calling me a fucking dummy, though. We're going to talk about that.
Why did I call him a dummy again?
Because I didn't know that you were a producer. I called you a curator instead of a producer.
No, you made it seem like you didn't know shit about me.
Ooh.
But you said that we were friends on Facebook.
We are.
I'm open about everything.
You are, so let's get into that. You're in a relationship.
Yes, I am.
How long now? Got him. Look at ass. Wait, the guy is supposed to forget, not the girl. What
no,
the fuck?
No, I didn't forget. It's just that, like, most people don't know that we did take a healthy break. Listen, but it's been 3 years. It's been 3 years.
Oh, okay. How many times I broke with my ex chick? We broke up now. Like, yeah, 3 years? Right. Shit. Yeah. Nigga, in 5 years, we've broken up 7 times. Like, nigga, what? Yeah. You broke up once? Bitch, please. Yeah. like, the fuck? No. So 3 years. Good. Okay. So, have you? All right. So, you're open minded. We are
very
Facebook
much so.
Friends. So, you're open minded. Do you believe that people can survive in open relationships?
I don't see how.
Because you selfish. That's why. See, look, here it come.
Yeah. Here it come. But you know what? I think a lot of it has to do with my upbringing. Like, my mom, for the long time, put the most toxic shit in my head. I tell her to this day, like, growing up, she was like, this is gonna be really controversial, but I'm gonna say it. Like, my real dad is Mexican. You know, Hispanic. Yeah.
Or is he Mexican or is he Hispanic?
It might be a lot of shit, but it's a bunch of Hispanic shit. But because my mom's Irish and German, like Mexican. Listen, he's Vato Loco.
Your mom can drink, dance, and talk that shit. You know what I'm saying? Listen.
No, but listen.
You sure she's single? Because listen, I'm about to DM her. I'm sliding the DM soon. Okay? All right, good. Because I'm sliding the DMs. They stabbed that ass hard.
No. They've been divorced. He don't. Yeah. So, anyways, my mom was like, when you grow up, I may not ever find out that you date a Mexican or Hispanic man.
Ooh.
But I didn't know why.
Right.
And, why?
You know, I haven't talked to my dad about this, but she was just like, they're controlling, they're abusive, they're this and this and that.
But that could be, I mean, I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard
that. It was her experiences.
You know what's funny is, you know, they say them stereotypes that kind of fit?
Mm-hmm.
There's like the majority. Now, listen, and I have a Spanish friend, and I like.
That's why
I
was they walk in the behind them in the mall, like, I'm like that. Like you're my bitch.
Oh my god! No, I was in the military, and my homeboy, one of my closest homeboys in the military, and still to this day we are tight. He's a father, a husband. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? On his second kid, second girl, I think, and he told me that's a fable. But every other Mexican dude or Spanish dude I met,
and Mexican female,
it is so true though. Like they are possessive as fuck. Yeah. But that also might just be their upbringing. That's what they see. Sure. You know what I'm saying?
Like the woman's supposed to be like. And I think every race has like its whatever. Yeah.
So what do black guys have? What is y'all? What is black guy stereotype? Since you only date black guys, or you've dated.
You know what's crazy? Let me be honest with you. I don't mind you asking me that, but I've always hated. I've never wanted people to ask me that,
right?
Because the true answer is that I've only dated black men.
So you've never dated any
I've
other
never
race.
Even been attracted. Never
even listen. Right. It's okay. It's okay. You admit that.
Is,
like you like niggas.
The reason why I never. It's not that I was ashamed. It was more so I can't stand white females that are like, I only date black men. You know, there's actual shirts that say, like, I love chocolate. Like, I love black men. Yeah. I date black men. And I think that's the tackiest shit ever.
A lot of
white women do not protect the black community. And I feel like...
They just want to take from it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, you appropriate... And you do all of these things, but you do not protect the black woman as much as you protect the black men. And I'm so against that I've always been hesitant to just answer like that.
Reach.
You know what I mean? Like, I've always been hesitant to be like, I only date black men. Right. You know what I mean? But it's just like, the facts are like, yeah, I've only dated black men, but so, let me explain why. Right.
So what stereotype do black men have in dating that you found is true? I don't want to know about. I don't care about size. I'm not talking none of that bullshit.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
talking
dumb.
About yeah.
No, that's
not,
dumb.
That's
not
gay.
Even true.
That's gay. First of all, that's gay for a nigga to want to know about.
Right.
Yeah. I'm saying like because you know.
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
It's funny to me.
Go ahead.
But I also say it because the only family I know is black.
Go ahead.
So like, don't walk in the house and not say hi to everybody.
Motherfucking facts. Motherfucking facts, though. Yo, if you walked in a black house and didn't say hi to somebody, a strange aunt, she could not even be the life aunt. Oh, you gonna get that smoke. She's like, bitch, do you see me?
Right.
And everybody gonna be like, yeah, you was wrong.
So growing up, I knew that from my black family.
Oh,
I knew that, but
into dating it.
Into dating, I was like, oh, I thought I only had to do that with my family.
No,
this is universal in the black community. Like, so
it's funny because it's not even really a stereotype, but that's like an unwritten rule.
Right.
And if you don't abide by that unwritten rule, you could be outcasted as the girlfriend. And you could
be
ended.
Right. Like, yo.
Almost be like, yo, she don't bring her
to
my house. Yeah. Like, I had an aunt. It's funny because I don't have a preference.
Okay.
I feel like as long as it's pink and don't stink. my thing is about women, you just have to, we have to have a good conversation, you have to have a sense of humor, and you gotta have that Bentley pussy, like you was talking about, you gotta have that, you know what I'm saying, that Rolls Royce, there you go.
Not a C-class Mercedes.
Nah.
Sorry, y'all.
I don't have a pussy, so I don't know. I don't have shit to worry about in that sense. But I will say that, like, every girl I've ever dated, even outside of the race, has known that. Like, they...
To speak.
And it's funny because... I've never just dated a full-on just white girl anyway.
Yeah.
I've fucked around with a lot, but I've never just dated one full-on, like, brought them home type shit. But the whitest white girl I've ever brought home, or to New York, actually, she knew that.
Oh, well,
she spoke to every nigga in the house.
Maybe she was just extra friendly.
Well, her dad was.
Hi, guys. No,
time out.
Just kidding.
Time out. You're not going to do my ex-bullet. Fuck that bitch.
Your current boo about to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Talking about, I'm single.
You're
going to
be just
I'm,
like, Rich, like, it's a radio show. You yeah, gotta be
fucked up. No, listen, I'm single, single like your mama, so just don't be surprised if a nigga slide. What's her Facebook or Instagram name?
Yeah, I think she deleted them.
Oh, she did? Oh, that's even better. That's even better. Facebook is the devil. So is Instagram.
You, you just said you follow your friends.
I understand. It's still the devil.
No, it really. Yo, social media is depressing.
Social media.
Oh, listen. It's so we had this. We had this discussion depressing. The other. We had this discussion in the other episode. Do you believe in social media cheating?
Yes. What the fuck?
Thank you.
Yo, bro. I done had to tell my man.
I'm sorry.
Yo, I'll be honest with you. I rarely ever speak about like our personal issues.
Right.
Yo, I've had to tell him because, yes, I've checked. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, you following this bitch and she ain't following you. What for?
Oh. Well, maybe he's trying to get the juice.
No, no. If I see you follow, and no, he not stupid.
Listen, she beating on the table.
Let me tell you.
Because she for real,
Rich, Larry, my man has a bunch of fucking aliases, but he's not motherfucking stupid. So let me say this. I think Rich... The problem with him, not even problem, I think the thing with him that I have to get used to, that it sucks, but it doesn't suck. Because I see it in all sides, not even the negative side.
Mm-hmm.
He right. wants to be loved by everybody.
Right.
In the most,
like
sincere
humble, like, yeah, yeah.
way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. That's he wants. Up. He doesn't want anybody to dislike him, even the people that wrong him. He can feel
That's
like,
strong.
He can literally feel like, yo, you fucked me over.
And I'm still going
to
fuck
you. But I'm still, yes.
Like, I want you to win.
Still,
I still want you to
right,
win.
I want you to win.
Yeah.
He's just, he's such a good fucking person.
You know what's fucked up, though? In the black, and I'll speak for all niggas out there. That's very rare. So I want you to understand.
I know that.
My SA white friend here. You better hold my nigga down. Because the simple fact is that is a rarity that can turn... Because a lot of niggas started out that way, but a lot of niggas don't end that way. And the reason is because we get burned so many times.
Right.
One, by our women. Two, yes. not our women as in black women, but our women, period.
Yes.
And then two, you know what I'm saying? We get fucked over by niggas that we fuck with, generally.
And family. We both.
And third, family. Family is the biggest... Bro. Family is the biggest crack of shit in the world.
Man.
Blood is not thicker than water. Fuck that friend
of
shit. But, so, because this is very rare for us to have someone on the show that we've not talked about sex, like, at all. We haven't. We said the open relationship thing, and it kind of, like, just dove into family.
We still talk about that, but, like I was saying about him, like, he's so, it took a lot as a girlfriend to be like, all right. Recognize this about him all across the board, that he's the same all across the board and not just with bitches, right? Right. So it was like, it was more of like, yo, he wants to be liked by everybody. So I kind of noticed about him that, like, I see a bitch's Twitter. He barely follows anyone. And I barely ever check his shit. Something told me to check his shit recently.
Right.
And I'm like, he followed like these two bitches. And they were talking about sex a lot. And I'm like, bruh, you couldn't, like, he don't say shit to me about it, but I don't talk about it. But when we talk about not talking about it,
right.
He agrees with me, right? So I'm like, why the fuck would you follow a bitch that only talks about sex on her Twitter?
Maybe you're trying to get some ideas. For you.
Look.
I'm a rep for my niggas. Because
no,
black men don't cheat.
Idea.
Nah, black men don't
you
cheat.
You and him with these black men don't cheat.
Right.
Black men don't cheat. And maybe that nigga needs some ideas
no,
for
so,
you.
So,
maybe
so.
he's trying to blow a little cold air in your booty hole and make you feel all right. You understand? She might be telling her followers, listen, I like ice and mint in my booty hole. And
you know what's
me...
crazy? Is that one of the girls he followed recently, and I'll be honest with you, I don't usually tell... One of the girls he followed recently, I got pissed because she didn't follow him. So I was like, me, I don't follow no motherfucker who don't follow me first. And I know that sounds really fucked up. I'm sorry.
Bullshit?
I am. I hate to say that. But I am like that when it comes to social media.
So you don't follow
media,
no celebrities?
Right? Unless they follow me. I follow Landon Romano. He doesn't follow me, but he's so fucking
funny. Who the
fuck
is that?
You know who Landon Romano is?
Nah, nigga.
That gay
I'm
guy
not.
That be like, let's go to Chili's, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
He's funny as fuck.
So you ain't followed Big Crit and before he followed you?
He followed me first, but he don't follow me.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get the.
But I don't.
Do you still follow him?
No, I don't. If I go to my app really and you don't want to see my shit.
No, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. That's some snobby ass shit.
Why?
I honestly feel bad
because I do have like 6,000 followers. So I made a video one day on like my you follow or no, you just recently followed me.
No, I followed you a long time ago.
On Instagram? Like, okay, so.
You're a decent follow, by the way. Decent.
Wow. I don't know what that means.
What
the fuck is that supposed to
mean? You're a decent follower, as in like. Okay, so I have to say it like
it's
that.
Like
first off,
entertaining or no?
It's
you're
okay.
Semi-entertaining.
Like, bitch, you're okay.
Like, right. First off, okay. So, like, some of your posts be dope, and some of your posts be like, I really don't want to see this today.
You mean like my relationship post?
No, I actually laughed my ass off when you posted Larry trying to cut his nephew's hair or some shit like that. Like, I love that shit. I was like, bro, I wish I could send her a message. Like, how the fuck did this nigga make him sit still? Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But there were, I don't know, it was some other post that I was just like, I don't fuck with this. But, and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just,
right.
and it,
I'm but
just,
do you,
saying, most
do you
of
follow
the,
him though?
Yeah, she
followed
him.
I follow him back now.
Yeah, she was.
It was after.
She, you know,
so what do you
way.
Have on your social media though? That's so.
I don't.
I was saying.
So
you know what's funny though?
You can't be like
that. No.
You
yes, I can.
Critique
I can.
Other people well, if your shit's not together.
First off,
you can't.
Listen,
facts,
nigga
be,
a nigga like me.
No,
like,
our shit's together. So I critique everybody.
Yeah,
you're on this level. Well, then you can critique everybody below.
Oh, your nose looks so good. I need to go get my nose
done.
But
you acting totally different.
No, I'm just saying, if you're on this level.
Her skin's good. So when your skin is good,
you
can
act up. My skin is great, too. Don't hype her skin up like that.
She doesn't like have
like her titties aren't out there like
that. No, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you pointed out. I was like, yeah, her titties aren't kind of out there.
No, I like her whole
I'm just saying, shit. We can admire those things, huh?
No. Okay,
I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so
anyway,
I'm a decent follow.
You're a decent follow.
Coming from the not so decent. That's facts. You can't not say that, to
bro.
First off, motherfucker, you is
am
not.
Am I right or not, though?
I mean, I
like
want to hear his explanation.
Can I? Yes. Can I fit? Can
okay,
I fit next?
But before he explains, look at his Instagram.
Look at my Instagram. All right, so listen.
Before he explains.
A nigga like me spends some
no,
stints.
No, don't even say shit. Just let her
hold
look
on, wait,
at
wait,
it.
Wait, wait,
you can't even explain.
That
what
damn,
day is
it's it? That damn Ziggy is the Instagram name. Mm-hmm. I'm going to explain. A nigga like me does a lot of stints away from home.
A lot of what?
Stints for like
I know what that means.
Yeah,
but
you know
what
I'm talking about now.
Stank,
like,
and I'm like,
no,
bro.
Start now.
Bro,
stinks.
Like,
so sometimes you'll see like gaps where I don't post nothing for weeks and then I'm like back on every day. Anyway, somebody hating.
Because
I see me on there, so that's a decent.
Oh.
See, there you go. she sees the flyer.
Look, you see
you
the
know
flyer.
Who else I see on there a lot?
Who? Mo?
Not me.
That's my dog. That's the
she's
BF. Like, yeah, that's my dog. Like, we do the show together. You're going to see her.
Nah,
here we go.
Here we go.
I'm posting. Yeah, exactly. See? You ain't fucking with the algorithm.
That's
y'all
too, though.
Hell no. But that's funny as hell. But, like, no, for real. Like, all right. So what I mean by decent follow is, and some days I'm like, all right, I really like this shit, you know, whatever the case be. And some days it'd be long-winded. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah,
there's
yeah,
nothing
yeah
wrong with that.
On Facebook, I'm long-winded as fuck.
Yeah.
Instagram, not so much. But on Facebook,
but,
I'm very long-winded.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, some, you know,
but I say it. I'll be like, I'm long-winded as fuck. If you want to turn this video off,
but
turn
no,
it off.
But like, okay. some people's stories be extra as hell.
My
like, I refuse to look.
You know what's fucked up?
No, but you post a lot of memes.
Stories, I feel like a bitch.
See, that's why you bougie. So anyway, so I feel as if
I mean I do sometimes, but
I feel as if sometimes that some people have extra shit with the story. Some people have don't fuck up the mic. What are we doing here?
Wait, why?
Oh, you done midgeted in my mic? Jesus Christ. It doesn't lock in. You're like you oh my
see,
listen.
Go ahead.
I will have you know I got that from the bougiest of places, Guitar Center.
That's where I get my shit.
Everybody gets it from Guitar Center. They're overpriced as fuck, by the way.
Right, they really are. But no. I got my Karat K speakers.
Don't be name dropping on this show.
Special edition ones to match my decor. I didn't want the black and yellow. I got the silver and black. But my contract is red. I got the same one.
Yeah, well, they don't make any other color of those.
Yeah, so I was willing to throw red in my decor.
How does he feel about that?
He thinks I'm extra with my decor, like, because my studio is still in we live in a loft. But it's still, like, it's like a... I mean, it's like a... like, my last loft was completely fucking open at Southside on Lamar.
Right.
Like, it was 1,300 feet. Like, but when I tell you, like, it was just one straight, like, long...
Yeah.
But, like, I used to run to the bathroom.
Why are you running to the bathroom?
Well, because, like, it's you get there faster if you run. Like, in the morning, I'm, like, sleepy. So I'm, like, okay.
Yeah, you had a fart and you just didn't want him to smell it.
Nah, I don't give a fuck.
You let him out?
Yeah.
All right, how soon is too soon to fart in front of them?
It depends on how well y'all like.
Yeah, like,
some people you really fucking mesh with, like, off the top, where you know, like, bro, I can do anything. And
first off, no. I'm not farting in front of my new chicks.
No, if you met, I swear to God, if you met the right person,
really,
I swear to God, like, if you met the right person.
So when did you fart in front of Rich?
Honestly.
How long did it take you?
It was probably like a week.
The day we chose to be together.
You farted in front of this nigga the day he was like, I'm fucking with you.
I farted before. We even chose to be together.
Run, Rich, run! My nigga, if she farted in front of you the day you say, listen, okay,
you know what's crazy? He won't really fart in front of me.
Hell no, nah, like, he don't want to kill you.
Why are you in the bathroom? I'm like, why? Like, I can brush my teeth.
He probably don't want to. You brush your teeth while he's shitting?
I don't care.
That is some white people shit. I just want to understand. That's some white people shit. You really love that nigga. So,
like,
I'm going to just
really,
let you know.
I'll be honest with you, not really, because he'll be like, if I'm shitting, get the fuck out of the bathroom.
Yeah, like, I don't want to, I'm sorry, like, if me, if.
It's not locked, so it's like a slide in the door. Yeah, like, it's not like a, you can't lock the door on the bathroom.
But you
or
can
anything.
Go brush your teeth somewhere else. You go in the kitchen and brush your goddamn
teeth.
See
that? I'm not going to brush my teeth in the motherfucking kitchen in my own fucking house.
Are you serious?
I mean, I'll do it, but I'm saying,
like,
on the principle of, like, him, like, I gotta brush my teeth.
Listen,
like, no.
If I'm shitting, take your shit and go. Take your shit
but, like,
and fly out.
But, like, he be playing Candy Crush when he's on the toilet. I'm like,
listen,
you can play Candy Crush, but I can't brush my teeth.
Listen, a nigga that shits in peace shits quicker, okay? So just understand.
I was trying to help my nigga out. I think the whole reason I even go in there, because I don't even think he be shitting.
Sometimes it's just a moment of peace. You know what I'm saying? Nigga just be trying to meditate on the toilet. Has he ever meditated on the toilet?
I don't think he meditates. But you know what's funny? If he goes to the bathroom, like, for some reason, like, I wake up, like, in, like, even if I'm asleep, I wake up and I'll be like, babe! Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, yeah. And I'm like, are you using the bathroom? And he was like, yes. And I'd be like, oh, okay. And I can't go to sleep. I can't go back to sleep if he's not in bed. Like, if he's home. If he's not home, like, I...
That was a sweet moment.
He drives trucks, so if he's not home, like, I'm used to it, but...
Okay.
But if he don't call before he shut down at night...
What is your sign again?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, you crazy.
He's an Aries, though, and I ain't never met a motherfucker I want to beat their ass like him.
Yeah, of course, because Aries is crazy, too.
But you know what? My niece, my niece that's, like, my everything. I got two.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's getting older, to where I'm like, yeah, the first one was my favorite.
You're a bad auntie. That's terrible.
Her name is Abani, and the second one is Alea.
Hey.
And so we call her Lele, and we call Avani, we call her Vani Bear.
Nice.
So Avani is getting to the point to where she's on a tablet all the time, watching kids play with toys that don't make no damn sense.
Bro, they be getting a bag, though. They be getting a bag, though. Like, my son wants to start his own YouTube channel. I'm like, all for it.
I didn't know YouTube made money off of, like,
these kids are...
Yeah, so she watches that, and she has her Princess Poppy, the fluffy headphones, so she's in love with Trill, so she's like... you know, into that. So she's to the point to where she'll see me and she'll be like, Rissa, or no. Now she used to call me Sasa, and then she learned how to say Rissa, and she hears my sister say Marissa. So she'll be like, Marissa, like really, you know, prominent. And then Alea is now getting to the point to where she talks.
Oh, okay.
And Alea is really, really shy, and she's really loving. So she's, it like, I know this sounds fucked up. Within the last 2 weeks, I'm like, yo, I really love like, I know that. I text my sister though. Yeah. I was like, bruh. Like,
yeah,
Avani,
no, you have your, yeah.
Avani getting to that point where I'm gonna beat her ass. Like,
exactly.
And in March, she'll be 3. March 23rd.
Okay.
Her birthday is March 23rd.
Damn, March 23rd
Rich
is dope,
March 25th. Man. And then her dad's, yo, you probably know her dad. Everybody knows her dad.
His
name's Anthony. He used to work at Jimmy Jazz, he was the manager.
We'll talk about that off air
okay.
in a second. Because I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But
so every person in a damn America is like, oh my God, that's their father. But yeah. So I fucking I love my nieces so much.
So all right, so that was I'm sorry, that was
off topic.
No, that was cute, and I hate to go to this next subject like this.
I don't give a shit.
Okay, I'm just saying, I don't want our listeners to be like, wow, Ziggy is a sick fuck.
Ziggy is.
So, with kids, no kids, now what?
Do you have no kids?
Oh, no, I was saying like that. Yeah, I don't have any kids.
No kids, all right.
No kids.
Well, that's, okay, understood.
I just shared something today. Was it today or yesterday on Facebook?
I don't know.
But I've been trying for kids for a long time.
Really?
I've failed.
You want little diapers and shit.
Finally. Being in a relationship with him, I've been on birth control for 15 years. I'll be 31.
That shit is the devil too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know until my mom put me on a young age.
Right.
Because I had bad periods.
Oh, I was about to say, because you was out there fucking like that.
No,
I thought you was out there fucking like
that.
Your mama was like, you want to listen. Your mama sounded cool as hell.
After.
Yeah, I was about to say, your mama sounded, listen, again. How old is your mama? How old is your mama again?
She just turned 15.
Yeah, I can bag that up.
Shut the fuck up.
I can bag that up. I'm dealing with that 15, what's about 15 years, you know what I'm saying? You know, 15, 16 years.
Well, you old as
fuck.
First of
all. What you not gonna do?
This is what you
not gonna do?
No.
Like, so.
But.
Do you watch porn?
No, I don't watch porn.
You don't?
I've seen porn.
Do you let him watch porn?
If he, I know he does.
Well, I mean, I say let him
because
he's
open. Like he, if I say anything like you can't do this, he's like. Bitch, I'm not, he don't call me a bitch.
But he gonna be like, bitch,
yeah.
I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, I've told, he knows that I'm not for the porn thing.
Right.
He ain't never gonna admit this shit to me. There was a time where I was like, yo, when's the last time you watched porn? Because we got into it.
Sorry. Over porn?
No, we got into it about something. Mm. And I went through his phone or some shit. That's another thing. I never went through anybody's phone in my damn life until this
right.
relationship. And so, like, I seen it, like, in his browser or something like that.
Damn, my nigga ain't got private browser on his phone? What are you doing?
Does. Like, Larry is really, like,
you know,
yo, don't go through my fucking phone because, like, they got a group chat where they, like, but don't get me wrong, like, I already know the personalities of the people close to him.
Mm-hmm.
And some
right.
of them are fucking wild,
right?
Right? So he's like, and they got a lot of their personal business. And Larry is one of those that, like, yo, these people mean everything to me, and you
yeah.
mean everything
it's
to me.
It's a loyalty.
But
right.
their business is not your business.
That's a loyalty.
And it took
right.
me a while
that's
to realize. I'm like,
right.
bro, like, what you mean? It's
we
not my
can't
business.
Me that
like, you can tell me anything. But as a woman, you tell your man almost everything.
But
right. like,
not
there's
tell
not
everything.
Really anything. Even my one of my best friends, Kiri, I got two best friends, Kiri and Lacey, and like, we're best friends with each other. So it's like this three of us.
Threesome.
Yeah, exactly.
A threesome. Yeah.
Shut up. That's crazy because they're like gay sometimes. Like, or no,
skirt.
Lacey's gay.
Whoa.
Gay.
Are they girls?
Yes, they are.
And they're gay.
Lacey is with
one
a woman.
Of them. Okay.
Kiri has been with women
okay,
up
so
until the last couple of years.
How's Kiri?
You've probably seen her. Kiri
oh,
B.
Oh, shit.
Like
I listen.
So,
I,
they're
if she
like,
fine, if she,
they,
so, yeah.
like, we can talk about anything.
Uh-huh.
But I'm so loyal to him
that you want to talk
like about. No matter what. No, I'll talk about shit with them, but I'll talk about it with him, and they know I'll talk about anything right. with him.
Yeah. I mean,
he's that's, finally that the person that I'm like, bro, I ain't got no secrets.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, but see, like, here's the unwritten. Yeah. I'll say this for most real men around the world is that guy code will not allow us to talk about certain things with our woman if you're right. a real man.
It's now, not there are pillow
some,
talk. I'm not.
Yeah, I was gonna say there are some like, pillow talkers out there that will just divulge way too much information to a girl. Like I'll tell my like I have a I'll tell I, my ex used to be like that too. She would be so upset and be like, why won't you tell me about this person or that person? I'm like, look, you don't really need to know about this.
I think
this
is more so like you don't want me to see. And I've seen before, like the group chat, like what it had in it. And I was upset about some shit, about what somebody else said. And he was like, that's my whole point. Like, that's their business. Mm-hmm. Who are you to judge? So, like, you know, I'm not no, don't get me wrong for the viewers that there ain't no fucking dumbass. Like, I ain't letting somebody convince me, like, yo, I don't want you to go through my phone just because my friend. Like, I'm not a fucking dumbass.
So, you believe that going into the phone, going through
no,
the
I actually don't. Fine. Let me be honest with you. I think it is very fucking toxic to ever feel like you have to get to a point
exactly.
to go through someone's phone.
Yeah.
And I think it took me being in a bad place because I have really bad anxiety. I go through mental things that he can't relate to.
Mm.
And he's very, very understanding. He's been by my side through a lot of things.
Very, very. Yeah. Okay.
And he, like, this man won't take so much as Advil. I've been prescribed Xanax since I was 22 years old. I'm about to be 32. It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's for, you know, my nerves, but because I have overactive nerves because of my spinal conditions, that shit messes with your brain.
Right.
So, it's, you know, like, before I was, like, you know, in school, when I was in an all-white, not all-white, mostly white school, you know, in Mansfield,
mm-hmm.
they're like, Shout they out. Talk about bars.
Bars.
I didn't know what the fuck bars were.
Shout out.
When I was working at Hooters when I graduated, and
sorry, I just did my Post Malone dance.
I worked at Hooters when I graduated, and I worked there for years, and I had made the international calendar, and like they wouldn't let me be in the pageant because of my braces, but they're like, you made it, but you didn't, because you can't go,
because
you can't be on stage with the braces, but you still made it, but we got to pick somebody else.
It was very sexist of them.
No, it was really fucked up, but. I like so when I was around like the that sounds fucked up.
The
like,
fiends?
Nah, like
the white kids?
The Hooter girls that made it to the calendar and shit.
Yeah, they was
when
dope
I was
fiends.
Around, yeah, so when I was around that like so I'm
listen,
like, yo,
you,
it's getting
listen,
late.
This show you can say whatever the fuck you feel.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Yeah.
So when I was around them, I'm like, bro, like everybody in my white side of the family, but I'm not close to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I like I knew them, you know. Like everybody was on drugs. You know, so it's like, not my mom. My mom, like, as far as I knew, my mom never didn't do shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom drank 40s when I was little. My mom was drinking, like, MD.
I love her mama. I'm loving her
mama.
Yeah, I love her mama already. I'm in love. Listen, don't let her have that fire in there.
And we ain't had no dead ass. We ain't had no water. Like, the water was cut out, but she was still buying OE. So she's like, here's a sip. So I'm sipping OE at a young age.
Wait a minute. The water cut off, though?
I swear to God. Our water was cut off. We was, like, going to the next door neighbor's, like,
to get a bucket
picture,
of the water, out of the side of the house.
I don't remember
country
what
ghetto
do
shit.
Do they still do that on houses? Do they have the water hose thing?
Yeah, they still
have yeah. So we was stealing. And then the neighbor caught us, and I was like, bro. But I didn't realize water bills until I grew up, you know.
Right.
But my brother, my oldest brother, was drinking. We had a hot sauce bottle. You know, right now, they're 97 cents. So back then, they were probably like fucking 20 cents
for a hot sauce bottle.
So, like, my brother used to drink hot sauce. Like, I swear to God, he was like, fuck it. We ain't got no water.
This is
fuck
a dysfunctional growing up.
No, I know, right?
Like what
I was,
the hell? Like,
what was we talking about?
I don't know, but you just went way off topic. We were talking about pornos and shit. This nigga bringing up drinking hot sauce and still
so, so that happened. But we were talking about something else before that. You know what the fuck.
Listen,
Going through songs. I don't know how we got off.
You went on a tangent. Like,
maybe when we like listen, we'll be like, oh, that's how we got off.
Right.
But Nah, it's probably because you fucking mentioned my mom.
most likely it is, but I mean, I'm gonna let you ride that one out. But you know, listen, all right.
Going through phones, I've done it. And
I don't understand, but here's my thing, right? Have you ever cheated on somebody?
Yes.
You've been cheated on? Yes. Of course, right? All right.
But I've cheated on someone like in the worst way.
What's the worst way? Yeah, what's the worst way?
I was looking
ass.
I was with and with this is with all respects to my relationship.
Right.
Right now. I'm speaking about it, but I was in a relationship in the past and he was a really, really good guy. But I was too young to ever realize what was happening. All I knew was when I got with him, I was like, yo, like he treats me good. Like everybody else just wants to have sex with me.
Mm.
Right.
So like he was a virgin at the time.
Oh,
and
no.
Everything. But like I didn't know until like the situation
happened. You cheated on a virgin?
Yeah. No.
Shit.
So like we ended up being together. So of course, you know, like
y'all
like
have sex though?
No, we did.
Okay.
So I was his first, is what I'm saying. And so like I was with him, and we ended up being engaged more so by the fact of
I want to
be with you.
He ain't never had. He ain't never had no pussy pop on him. He was like, holy, well, bitch, you ain't going nowhere. I love you. You ain't going nowhere.
You know what's crazy is that we're close now, but me and his mother had it out because she was still cool with his ex at the time. It was like this big situation, but I think it was us. It was more me and my mom, I think, and I don't really admit this, but like it was more me and my mom that kind of was just like, y'all should be engaged. It was my mom, really.
Your mom was pushing you to have a family young and all that stuff.
Kind of like my parents had a big house finally.
So
and
who
like,
did you cheat on him with? Because you drawing that. You ain't answering that question. Like, who did you cheat on him with?
I'll be honest with you.
Was it a random?
Every fucking day.
Was it a random?
Like, did I have, like, no, it wasn't somebody that I knew. It was somebody that, like, I had met.
A random.
But
a random.
It was, I cheated on, I'll be honest with you, like, I ended up talking to a couple people over a span of time.
Oh, you was cheating.
Like, this man, I never deserved this man. Honest about it.
How's he doing now?
Have you ever seen or talked to him?
Yes. I know of his life because I'm so close to his mom.
Yeah, I wouldn't
family.
Talk to you ever again.
You know what's crazy? After that, no matter what happened, he was like, I forgive you.
He's a Christian.
He's like, I forgive you, but I can't be with you.
Hell no.
And by the time I wisened up, it was like... It was
gone.
Too late.
Yeah.
Right.
So he married with family and all that shit.
Yeah, he actually has a child.
So how does it feel to know that you taught somebody how to be like how to not be trusting and loyal?
Like, how does it feel to put somebody in that situation to where?
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm being messy right now.
He's being fucking messy.
I'll be honest with you.
We've all cheated.
Even spoke up on this situation. I usually wouldn't talk about my past situations out of respect for my relationship.
Right.
It's because it's the worst fucking feeling ever.
It is when you get caught.
It definitely is.
Some of the reasons why I even trip on my current situation is because karma is a fucking bitch. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, bro, I know what this feels like. Like, you don't want to speak to me right now? Like, oh, you too busy to talk to me right now? Like, oh, I know what the fuck you doing then.
Right.
And it's just like, nah, that shit's in my head. Mm-hmm. Or it could not be.
It's insecurity.
But at the end of the day, I build my own insecurities based off of the shit that I decided to do.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Because our viewers and our listeners are fucking weirdos and sexist, they watch porn. I mean,
really?
It is probably all because of me.
Do people just really like porn?
Yes.
What? I mean, like the porn industry.
We are porn advocates here, okay? We are porn advocates here. Listen, Mo, tell her
I am.
Yeah, she watched porn like every other night. I watched porn like every other night. Yes. What? Yes.
Do you think if you fell in love that you'd be like,
oh, we would watch porn. I mean, like, she would probably watch porn together.
I've been in a relationship where I have watched
porn. Were you like in love?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, not. Well, not. See, now. That's a good question because now that I think about it, no.
Fuck that friendly shit. Listen, if you my girl, we're watching on the big screen some porno.
I feel like
because I want you to get ideas. I want to get ideas.
Can we make a bet? I feel like if you fall in love with the right girl, you're not gonna want to ever watch porn.
Oh fuck you! Yes, let's make this bet. How much are we betting? What you want to bet?
Listen, it's on camera.
Yeah, you're on camera.
When
and
you're gonna fall in love with the right girl. You don't know how you say
that's,
the right girl.
That's the real question.
Yeah. Like,
listen, I don't know if they told you.
I'm not saying that. Porn is
no, I know.
Bad.
I understand like, what you mean.
Like, no, and the reason I brought that up. Me. Well, the reason I brought that up. Have you ever heard of a white dragon?
No. What is that? What?
Well, why don't you explain
it? I just
tell me.
I literally just learned about
okay,
white
just
dragon
tell me.
A couple episodes ago.
I'm not a fucking like prude.
Oh, first
yeah,
off, we know you ain't no prude. You took a nigga virginity and then cheated on a nigga. We know you ain't no goddamn prude. Shit, don't you? And you from you? Look, first off, you's a white girl. You's a white girl that like niggas, and you
that
went to high school
shit.
In Mansfield. You ain't no prude.
Hold on, hold on. I ain't shit with nobody from Mansfield.
Well, I didn't say you did. I'm just saying Mansfield.
Listen,
Mansfield hoes is Mansfield hoes. We
no,
I mean,
really though, they was hoes.
Yeah, like, no, I don't even know. Anytime a bitch, I'm from Mansfield. Oh, you from, listen, you from Mansfield?
Or
you, I ask a bitch quick. You from where? I'm from Mansfield. Mansfield of what? Let me find out what street you from. Because certain parts of the border, you from Arlington, bitch. You ain't really from Mansfield. So if you ain't really from Mansfield, I can't really fuck with you like that. But anyway.
So you fuck with girls from Mansfield because they're nasty?
Back then, when I was being...
Like, them bitches like, was kind of wild.
Hell yeah.
Them bitches was going live in bathrooms and shit.
Absolutely true.
Not me.
I might or might not be on film getting neck from a chick
that's,
in a bathroom.
You need Jesus. I don't know what you believe in.
Jesus could be.
Like, he could be an intervention, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, listen, I go to church on Easter, but...
Okay, so what is it? What is a white dragon?
A white dragon. You know, all right.
White
so,
settlement?
A white
settlement. A white dragon.
Listen, we're not going
to
talk about Christopher Columbus.
Can I try
Day.
To guess?
Yeah,
yes,
go
guess.
Go ahead and guess, yeah.
It's a sexual move, by the way.
Right.
It's a move.
It's a
yeah,
sexual
it's a
move.
Sexual.
I'm trying to think of how dragons move. Like.
Dragons, I mean, you know, they... Flames,
like,
smoke,
flame,
you know.
Like.
Smoke, you know. We're trying to give you
clues. A white dragon is when you... God damn, I hate saying this word.
Go ahead.
No, because I actually don't say cum, I say nut.
Nut?
Nut.
And I've been told.
You're a girl,
that.
You know that, right?
No, I know. I've been told, like, you sound like a whole, you know.
I think it said nut.
Wait,
what?
You the nut back out?
Almost. All right, so we're gonna
that's
keep the suspense.
That's disgusting, by the way. Unless it goes
so you
in
swallow.
My toilet. No, I was gonna say receipt, you know.
Oh my god.
you don't realize you're fucking with an instigator here, man.
I'll be honest with you, so I'll speak. My boyfriend actually said, like, don't be such a stuck up.
I thought you were about to say don't be such a slut on this. So I was gonna say
no. He's not controlling whatsoever, like whatsoever. I ain't speaking about like nothing. I was like, I'll turn it out. But I'll be honest with you, like I don't like the way that feels. Swallowing. Like that's not.
I wish the camera was like closer to your face just when you said that. Your face is just so disgusted. Like
it is. It's like
all right. So a white dragon is when you're giving head, right? And you and he's about to nut.
She's definitely not gonna like this
at all.
Why?
I advise Rich to try this one time.
Okay.
So
he's not gonna try this. I already know. Go,
she
well,
don't have to
no.
try shit.
Y'all don't know me. What's
all right? So anyway, you give a head and he's about to nut, and he pulls your head down where you can't really breathe,
uh-huh.
and it comes out your nose. That's a white dragon.
Okay. So
she's like, wait. Okay, I'm gonna kill a nigga.
No, I mean, I'm saying like.
You've tried it.
No. I was gonna say, like, in a relationship, guys.
Right.
I don't see anything wrong with it, but I don't see why you would let it come out your nose.
Oh. Well, I mean, if you ain't got no airway to for that, it's
gotta
come.
You stop breathing for a second, bitch. Spit that shit back out. That's stupid.
Or swallow it.
Have you ever got Dr. Pepper in your nose? That shit hurts. So you can stop.
I'm a Dr. Pepper first off, she said, "Have you ever?" And I had to cut that shit off quick. I've never. Ever had dick or anything near or close to my motherfucking mouth. You understand? Nah, never, ever, ever, ever.
So is that a real thing? People do that?
Oh, yes.
They do it for show?
Oh, yes. No. It is a real thing. We had my homegirl, who's technically a stripper, and she's a freak, come on here, and she was with the shits.
But was she a pick-me-ass bitch?
What's a pick me ass bitch?
Yeah, you gotta explain that.
So y'all really don't know what a pick me ass bitch is?
I don't know. I want to use that phrase so bad.
Okay,
it's gonna be
feel free.
Yes. Oh, I'm going to.
It's gonna
go
be a new
hard.
Phrase for explaining to
pick me ass bitch.
So, you post something nasty, or you post something like
make it nasty.
No, seriously, like guys will post something nasty or meme or anything that has to do with like sex, anything, like. Girls these days don't swallow. Like, well, anything, right?
Oh, using attention.
And there's a girl in the comments that I'd be like, I don't know what girls you fucking with. Like, you're
looking
a pick-me-ass bitch.
Yes.
Like, a pick-me-ass bitch means pick me. Like I do that
so
shit. Like, I suck dick. Like, that shit's weird.
Okay, so...
Watch,
you're gonna
start pussing that shit.
Pick me, bitch, looking ass. No, I wholeheartedly agree.
A lot of women, y'all don't
understand. Because on Facebook and Instagram, no. Listen, I see all the thirsty, because I be checking comments on Instagram and shit because there be a lot of motherfucking thirst buckets out there.
Man.
And I be like, and I be trying to figure
it's
out
so
who's
pathetic.
The. Well, yes, but then I'll be trying to figure out who's the closest to me so I can find.
No, but seriously, like a lot of females like that. That I see, like, on Facebook, Instagram, whatever.
Right.
It's, like, so many women that are out there that are like, yo, I do that. Like, that's crazy. Like, it's, like, so I mentioned to y'all that I had seen the clip of y'all talking about squirting.
Right.
Yo, like, that's a topic on social media.
Oh, yeah, every day.
Mm-hmm. And every girl's like, oh, like,
oh,
you ain't met the right one.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you ain't
yeah.
met that. And it's like, bro, shut your ass up. You pissing
First
on me.
First off, you pissing on the nigga. Yeah. First of all, what you're not going to do is piss on
like,
me, bitch.
Like, I asked my gynecologist about it. I'll be honest with you. I've never done it. Just be clear. But it's not...
Well, first off, it's a rarity. It's a very rare occasion for a woman to know how to squirt, like, on...
But here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I'll just be honest with you. My relationship now, I had amazing feelings.
Yeah.
I know when I feel like I'm about to piss myself, and I hold it. It's you literally feeling like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm gonna just
let, let it go.
You let it go.
Let it go.
Literally,
let it
yeah.
go. Look at
that. Floating frozen
oh my
right
God.
Now. So it's that feeling. I'm not dumb to the fact where I don't know
right.
what that's gonna
so
bring.
So do you know what a donkey punch is?
Yes, I fucking do. I knew that since I was a kid before I even had sex. Everyone talked about it in school.
Concerned.
It was like, I'm a donkey punch you. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And it's like, why are
concerned.
Kids talking about that?
Why
I know, me too. I'm concerned too.
Fuck Mansfield.
Well, I wasn't a kid. I was a teenager.
I was going to say, well, the Mansfield it explains a lot. But
yeah.
I thought you were saying like as a kid.
Donkey punch. Okay, so unless I'm fucking wrong, donkey punch is where you punch a girl in the back of the head and her butt squeezes. Right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
But I don't do anal, there's that.
Oh, you don't do anal?
No, I think that's...
Well, you would fuck with black men,
I gotta
so
tell y'all something fucking funny.
Let's hear it.
Recently, the doctor...
Oh, I thought she was about to say, recently I tried anal.
No. No, my man wouldn't even be interested in that. If he ever was interested in that with another woman, bitch, do not find yourself coming to me as a woman.
Woman to woman.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey.
I mean, I do, but bitch, don't come to me.
I mean, so, I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, it's nothing wrong with anal.
I had a... So, recently, a doctor, you know, I got these issues all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Doctor said I need a back of
the So, the doctor, you know, doctors, they're like, the opioid crisis is going on, but I don't like pain pills. I don't like whatever. But they gave me a couple... to deal with, you know, what I was going through. And they gave me promethazine because I'm like, bro, like, I get sick
Like real promethazine? Are we talking? What we
talking about? But it's not. They didn't give me in the liquid form. It's they gave me the pill. So it's like Phenergan. Promethazine. So they gave me promethazine. They gave me a couple, and they asked me. I went for my follow up, and they're like, "How are you feeling?" I was like,
"How this is going?"
I know how y'all are, so I'm fine. I'll take Motrin PM or fucking Tylenol PM, whatever you want. But the nausea, I can't really deal with. I just gained my weight. I'm not trying to lose this shit. Right. So. Because you ask, because you say something, they feel like everybody's trying to get drugs, right? Because everybody likes promethazine or opioids or whatever. I'm not going to lie, because I used to sip lean, I like promethazine, but I get nauseous easily. That's what, that's one of the reasons I was so small for so long.
Right.
So I tell them, they prescribe me something. They're like, all right, pick it up at CVS. I told them, I was like, I usually go to Walmart Pharmacy, but I'm like, just send it to CVS because I don't feel like doing all this shit. CVS is below my building, whatever. So I tell them to send it there. Yeah, I get to the motherfucking CVS. It's a suppository. So she felt like, oh, this bitch want promethazine. So this bitch gonna have to this suppository. Y'all, when I tell y'all, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm gonna just be honest. I said, okay, let me shower real quick.
And you did it?
Yeah, I did it.
Yes!
No, it was, no. I was like, bro, I gotta shit.
That's what a suppository does.
That's disgusting. No, no, no. It was promethazine. So it wasn't to make me shit. It's supposed to enter your system fast.
That's,
but it was more
you
like.
You know people that do drugs.
They gave it to me in pill form at first. So they were like, oh, you nauseous? Bet. We going to see how nauseous you are. We going to put this. And I called them. I said, ma'am, sir, whoever. Ma'am, I know a lot of adults. I used to sticking things in their ass, but I am not one of them.
Contrary did it work though?
Did it work though?
Yeah,
so it worked. Like, you was like, yeah, listen, I don't do this shit no more.
I'll be honest, I've been prescribed before I say that, before people think I'm just fucked up on drugs.
You don't do anal, so you're very
busy. I was gonna say I've been prescribed Xanax too long for a lot of things to affect me.
I was gonna say lean probably didn't affect you that bad, but tell them where they can find you at again, because like this has been great, and the fact that you don't do anal is very disappointing. But
why?
I mean, not for
my
me.
Man doesn't like. Yeah, I was about to say
not for me. I mean, shit.
If my man's on, you're like. Your sports show, he's gonna like fight you because you said it's disappointing that I don't do.
I mean, he won't fight me. I wouldn't fight a fellow
friend,
blue member. But I'm just cousin up. I mean, I have C's on my arm, but easy. So
where they
can find you? Damn it, you over here bringing up. I was just saying, it's disappointing because you got to try it. That's why. You got to try everything once. White dragon and all.
It's not my thing. So.
It's not my thing, so let it go.
So, anyways, you can find me on Instagram. I don't want them to follow me on Facebook.
No, just do your
Instagram. Yeah, Instagram. We don't, listen,
you
I don't
ain't
want
even
got to
cut this out. I say what I say.
Yeah, I say what I say.
Instagram, VKVRISS. Twitter is the same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah, VKV.
I don't follow
you. I barely tweet.
Nobody tweets. Only sad, angry people tweet.
Wait!
Straight facts. Like, we have all.
Stay off Twitter.
It's nothing but haters on Twitter.
2009.
But you know why? Wait. You know why? Because comedians and, like, haters love Twitter. You know why? Because you find some very funny shit.
Yeah, no, he says that all the time. He's
you
like,
find some very
funny stuff.
Because you'll see some shit. You're like, that's fucked up. Like the R. Kelly story when that shit came out.
Yeah.
Like Twitter had the greatest Twitter had the greatest night of their lives.
Yeah.
After that though, it was like, all right, we're back.
I
to being
get it. Like
parasites.
I see he looks at funny shit, but
yeah. Man, you paying that nigga phone hard in the
No, I actually don't go through his phone. That was
anymore.
That was like
anymore.
We, yeah,
anymore.
I don't go
Let's clarify,
phone
yeah, because you said that earlier.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like when
y'all
you the situation where you go through someone's phone and if you if you feel like you're going to find something, you're going to find something.
You're looking for something, you're going to find it.
I used to think that was not true, but it's so true. Because yeah. like, I would get mad at the smallest shit.
Mm-hmm. You're looking like, to find it.
You're looking to find it. You're going to find
you
it.
Yeah. And it was like the smallest shit. But I was like, that's the only thing that I had.
Oh,
like,
man. You know, yeah, so you need Jesus. You talking about me. I need Jesus. You need Jesus.
I be praying and shit.
I understand. You.
And shit. And shit. No, nah, but we're very good now. So anyways, you can follow me on Instagram, VKVRISS, VKVRISS.
And you need to be a curator, by the way, but we'll get into that later.
Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Until next week.
Thank you. This is the Rules of Engagement.
That's
follow
what
us.
That's what this shit is called?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Wow. R-O-E.
Oh, that's what it's called. R-O-E. I thought that was like...
Good night, everybody. No.
Weddings should be memorable, but not for the groom's lack of style.
That's why our friends at the Black Tux design rental suits and tuxedos that you'll love wearing at your wedding.
So if you end up getting featured on a list of 23 epic wedding fails, at least you know you'll look good for your close-up.
Yeah, so when we go to my lifelong friend's wedding in St. Lucia, I will be getting a tux. Sadly, because I hate wearing suits. But the best part about the Black Tux is that they have an easy online ordering process that brings your suit or tuxedo straight to you.
Just pick a style at theblacktux.com and request a free home try-on so you can feel the fit and quality before you commit.
And if the online isn't your style, they have showrooms all over the country where you can find your fit and plan your look.
From there, they'll ship your order 2 weeks before your wedding so you can check it out one last time. Talk about commitment.
Over 5,000 five-star reviews across Wedding Wire, The Knot, and their own website, they all agree you won't find another rental experience or designs like the ones you'll find at the Black Tux.
Grooms, if you want your wedding to be remembered for the right reasons, visit theblacktux.com/listen. That's theblacktux.com/listen for $20 off your purchase.
Walk, don't run to theblacktux.com/listen to find a look for you and your crew formal wear for the moment.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.